Hello, my name is Zoe Gray and I am Director of Exhibitions at Buzzer.
We're at this new exhibition, which is Beauty and Ugliness. How did that theme come about?
So the exhibition was proposed to us by Chiara Rabi-Bernard, who is the curator of the show, who is an expert in Renaissance art, and who came to us with this proposal for a very dynamic exhibition that looks at these ideas of beauty and ugliness in a very engaging way that, although is very much linked to the period of the Renaissance, still speak to us today.
So this is all basically 16th century art?
Yeah. The works all come from the last quarter of the 15th century through to the end of the 16th century.
You have the beauty and the ugliness, and you're putting pictures together to work on that theme?
Yes, there's also various dynamics at work in the show. One of them, and we see this very clearly in the first couple of galleries, is presenting works from antiquity, from Greek and Roman sculptures that show how artists of the Renaissance were influenced by those ideals of beauty. The other dynamic is bringing together works from the Northern Renaissance, particularly from Flanders, and from the Italian Renaissance, and looking at how those two schools influenced each other, but also how there were different interpretations of both beauty and ugliness in those different regions where art was flourishing during that period.
So what is the aim? What are you hoping people who come to see the show will get out of it?
I hope, first of all, that people will enjoy these incredible artworks which are brought together here, many of which seldom travel, seldom leave their permanent homes. There's really quite a remarkable selection of masterpieces here amongst the 95 artworks that come from all across Europe and also from the US. So I think, first of all, it's a question of enjoyment and visual pleasure. Secondly, I think it's a fascinating opportunity to be able to look at this key period of art history and to see how the ideas of beauty and ugliness were shaped and developed during that time, and to see how they continue to resonate today or how we differ in our ideas about what might be beautiful and what might be ugly.
How did you, since people are less and less willing to let their art pieces travel, how did you get these people to let you have their pieces?
We negotiated a lot over the last 2.5 years. We used the expertise and network of our curator and also the network of Beaux-Arts. It's not the first time we make an exhibition of Renaissance art, so we have good relations with various institutions. And we convinced them that this was a very important exhibition that their works had to be included in. But yeah, we don't have a permanent collection ourselves, so we don't have any pieces we can offer in exchange. So all of these loans are always based upon the quality of the argument of the exhibition.
Well, it's good to know that people can be convinced to do something like this.
They can, yes.
And so the show is on through June, and you said it's around 100 pieces to be seen.
Yeah, the show runs until the 14th of June. We would love to keep it longer, but with so many fragile works, you can't show them for very long because they have to be protected from light, such conservation questions. And then the show will travel to Italy for the summer.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.